On November 24th, the Smith family took the plane to a unknown destination. The passengers were all from different nationalities. James, Justin, and William were very terrified at the idea of leaving their hometown. James looked at his watch. It indicated midnight. All the people on the plane had no idea about the final destination. The parents, Mike and Jennifer, thought about the tickets they had won 2 months before. Was it a good idea to accept such a prize? All the other families on the plane had also won their tickets. The Smith family just got one piece of information about this train journey. This would take 2 hours. When they arrived on board, the TVs were shut down, the windows were closed and blocked. The oldest of my brother, James, said to my father, "Dad, it looks like a prison. Where are we going? Why can I not move?" Mike answered,
"Have no more information than you. I cannot answer your question, son."
The plane started to move and take off. At this time, William's heart was beating very fast, and at this time the hell started. From all the passengers, including the stewards, pilots and staff, we flew over many beautiful landscapes. But after 3 hours, I realized that it was only water, and I thought it was weird. I didn't want to leave my family behind. 1 hour after, it was the same landscape, and I tried to ask my father, "Dad, why is there only water on the earth?" An hour later, I thought we were passing through some turbulence, but I looked at my watch, and it indicated 5:55 p.m. 5 minutes passed. I realized that we were crashing in the Indian Ocean. The stewards were screaming,
"Fasten your seatbelts! Fasten your seatbelts!"
Justin was terrified because he was scared of the plane. William was very confident, with a likely chance to land in a mysterious island with pirates. At this time, we felt a shock in our backs, a huge shock that had provoked some damage at the back of the plane. I stood up from my seat. I tried to wake up my mom, my dad, and my brother. They were all dead. I was a survivor of a crash. My grandfather closed the book, looked at me and said goodnight, Mary, took his Zimmer, switched off the light, and closed the door.